USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At a West Virginia speaking engagement on the eve of the 4th of July, President Trump answers those who've been calling for a federal agency to be abolished.
I hear Democrats saying, we want to abandon ICE. We want to abandon. We're not abandoning ICE, and we're not abandoning our law enforcement.
Speaking at what was called a salute to service dinner at the Greenbrier Resort, the president saying he continues to support the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, and he will continue to enforce the nation's immigration laws. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the federal government cannot do much to stop school shootings. The Kentucky Republican telling a crowd in his home state that local schools and local law enforcement have to take the lead on school safety. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you could accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee says in a bipartisan release that Russia did interfere in the 2016 election. The findings released yesterday, agreeing with the U.S. intelligence community that Moscow meddled in the election to help the Trump campaign, something the White House continues to deny. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo heading to North Korea for more high-level talks on denuclearization tomorrow. But some talks have been going on in recent days, as we hear from John Clemens.
The talks included Sung King, the U.S. ambassador to the Philippines, meeting with a delegation from Pyongyang. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert says the talks have come a long way over the last year.
A lot of people around the world were very concerned about what would happen between the United States and North Korea, and the fact that our secretary is now getting ready to go on, have his fourth meeting with the North Koreans in less than 3 months, I think is a testament to just how far we've come.
I'm John Clemens,
USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
At least 31 people are dead after a ferry boat sinks in Indonesia on Tuesday. The captain did manage to get the doomed ship onto a reef, allowing 130 passengers to be safely evacuated. Officials say the boat ran into trouble in stormy seas and apparently sprung a leak. President Trump had that speaking engagement in West Virginia last night, discussing the meaning of the 4th of July, Independence Day in America.
Families across our nation will gather to celebrate the 4th of July as we do. We will think of the men and women serving overseas as this very moment far away, far, far away from their families, protecting America and watching over our people. They are there and they are with us and they are brave. These are incredible people.
President Trump and the First Lady will host a picnic at the White House today for military families. And media streaming service Netflix is now the most popular entertainment viewing platform in the United States. A new study from the Wall Street firm Cowen and Company finding over a quarter of adults in the U.S. say they utilize that platform the most for their entertainment needs, meaning cable TV, broadcast networks, and YouTube. And remember, we're online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.